Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir in Mishnayis. We're learning with Ilan Nishmas, Harold Bas Pinchas, and Chaim Baruch Ben Zavel. We're holding Mesechas Bava Metziah, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Gimel. Mishneh Gimel says as follows. Amar Lishnayim, person said to two people, Gazalti le'echem mikem money. I stole from one of you 100 zuz, a money. Ve'eni yodei eze mikem. I don't know from which one I stole. Or the case is, Avim shel'echem mikem hifki li money. The father of one of you deposited by me a money, 100 zuz. Any day is who? I don't know which father. He has to give. We'll see. We're not talking here. We're talking about midin shemayim. He has to give to each one a money, 100 zuz. He doesn't know which one it really belongs to, so he's ended up losing 100 zuz from his pocket. Because he admitted to it from himself. What does this mean? Says the Rav. He says to two people, I stole from one of you. They are not claiming from him anything. They don't know. But they are not claiming from him anything. And he is coming to be Yotzei De Shemayim sometimes, not always, but sometimes there is an Indian that a person could be Yotzei De Shemayim, or there's an idea that he should. In this case, that's what's going on. So the din is, if he's trying to be Yotzei De Shemayim, then he gives to each. So the Rav says, if two people claimed from him that you stole, and he admits he stole from one, each one of the plaintiffs, one of the accusers, swear that that person is the victim. Then he has to give to each one a money. Kenas, that's a kenas. They made him a kenas. He was in any event, he stole. He was over on the veir of not stealing. He ends up having to pay out twice. So too, if two people claimed about one, kol echad omer avi hifkid etzach amane. My father left by you amane. Who omer avi shalach mikem v'niachli amane v'eno de ezu. And he says, right, one of you, one, the father of one of you did, I don't know which one. Harei kol echad mehen nishba sh'avi v'niach etzach amane. Each one gets to swear that it was their father that deposited this 100 zuz by him. But no se amane ozeh, amane ozeh. And again, he has to pay up amane to each one. The iu pasha benavshe. He's considered negligent. He should have been more careful and paid attention to who was the one that left by him the 100 zuz, and he did not. So either way, he's at fault. But again, our Mishnah is not this case. Our Mishnah, there's no shvu involved. They're not claiming anything, and he is coming to be Yotzei De Shemayim and pay up more than he would have to from the Nikir Adin, right, from the bottom line. And therefore, he pays both. Says Mishnah Dalad. Shnayim shehifkidu etzel echad. Zemanav zemasayim. Little different case. Two people deposited next to some person. Say, Reuven and Shimon came and deposited next to Levi. Levi watches things, right? So they gave by him one person a money, one person Masayim, one double, 200. Zel Mishli Masayim, Zel Mishli Masayim. And then they're arguing. They come back a month later, want to recollect their deposit, let's say. And each one says, I gave you the 200. He says, no, I gave the 200. Notice him, Zel Manev, Zel Manev, V'ashay Yemuna Chashiyov Elio. He pays out a money to each one, and the other amount, the rest, which is another money, the third 100, is left until Eliyahu Navi would come and tell us what to do. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi objects, in Kain, Mahiv Sidaramai. If that's the case, then what did the trickster lose? Meaning to say, in any event, a person will go ahead and make this sort of claim, and he'll know that I'm not going to lose anything. I really deposited 100, and I'll get back my 100 in any event. I only stand to possibly gain 100 that's not rightfully mine. So there's no loss at risk over here, if this is the din. Ella says, Rabbi Yossi, Ako Yehimuna Chashiyav Eliyahu. All of it, all the amount, the whole 300 money, the whole 3 money, 300 zuz in total, stays left to the side until Eliyahu Navi will come. That way, the Ramai, if he chooses to try to pull this scheme, could end up losing everything. You won't even get his 100 back, which he rightfully owns. Says the Rav, Shnayim shefkidu etzel echad zaman v'zemasayim, gondi efkidu charvayu. The case is, both of them were mafkid, both of them deposited, ki hadidi. They deposited by, you know, with the other one there. Zebif neze, in front of each other. Right? V'nosin lezeh, manav lezeh, manav. So the din is, why does that make a difference? We'll see. He gives out to each one of them money. The amar luhu, the nifgad, the person who is watching the money, says to them, altun lo kaftiso adidi. You weren't makpid on each other. Right? Meaning you didn't mind the fact that you were both here when you gave your deposits in, and possibly confusion could come from such a case. You didn't worry that the other, you didn't worry about each other, that the other one would come and claim the 200 because of the scenario. I too did not throw upon myself to be so particular, Hamasayim shall meet Hain, to pay attention to who the 200 belongs to. Because I said, you guys don't care, so you'll come and you'll claim it and you'll deal with it. The case is as if, becomes as if they came together with a bundled up amount of money, all 300 most, all three monies together in one bound up, one wrapped up package. Below Havi Le Medak, in such a case, it's not on the Nisgad to pay such attention. He doesn't have to know within that package what amount belongs to this guy and what amount to that guy. It's a package of 300, it doesn't matter to him. That's why the din is that the extra 100 will stay until Eliyahu Navi comes. Or Rabbi Yossi says, if that's the case, my hifsid Rama, v'lo'olam lo yoda al emes. If the Rama has nothing to lose, he will never admit. Will never admit to the fact that he's lying. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi has to make it that he has something to lose. And therefore, everything stays until Eliyahu Navi comes. At this point, the Rav does not say who the halacha is by. We'll see the next mission is a very similar case. Over there, the Rav will give us a psak. Says the next mission. So too, similar case. Two kalim. Reuven deposits a kli, Shimon deposits a kli by Levi. One is worth 100 and one is worth 1,000 zuz. Zeh omer yafeh shali. Zeh omer yafeh shali. One says, mine was the nice one. The other one says, mine was the nice one. Notice it's a katan le'echem rehem. You give the small kli to one. U'mitoch ha'gadol nosin demei katan le'sheni. Amazing. You sell or you break apart. Probably you sell, I suppose. The large kli. And you give the value of the small kli to the second one, so they both received 100, so to speak. They both received 100 in money. One got it in a kli, and one got it in money. And the rest of it, which Mela is 900 more zuz worth, will stay until Eliyahu Navi comes. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi again disagrees. Imkain ma'if siderama. If that's the case again, what would the trickster stand to lose? He anyways will get what he put in rightfully. The small kli is going to get that back, or the value of it. He stands to lose nothing. Everything has to stay until Eliyahu Navi comes, both the large kli and the small kli. Says the Rav here, this din is needed to elaborate on the shita of the Rabbanan, the Tanakama. It's a not this, but not only this, but even this type of structure. Meaning say, the lesser chiddush first, and then the bigger chiddush next. Lomi boy b'mano masayim v'leikab seida d'shviras kli. I don't need to tell you, and I mean, it's easier to understand the first mission, the previous mission we read, where it's 100 and 200 they're arguing about. There's no loss of breaking a kli. Nothing like that is happening. Amar Rabbanan, no sin l'zamana l'zamana. That's why the Rabbanan say, give out 100 to each, and the rest remains until Eliyahu comes. Ela afilu, the shnei kalim. The Ikab say that even where it's two kalim, like our case, there's going to be a loss. Shetarech l'shaber a kli. You need to break this kli. Hagadol, the big kli. G'day l'seis v'menu d'mei akatan. In order to give the value of it, of the small one to the other person. Because Shiova Eliyahu Nimsa Shabala Kli Agadol Hisid Shinishbar Kli Shalom. When Eliyahu will come, even when he'll come, and he'll establish who rightfully owned the large Kli, it's not there anymore. He had to break it. And Mamela, the one who owned it, actually lost that Kli, just getting the value of it. The Fakadaita Chamina, I would have thought, Divaha Modi Rabbanali Rabbi Yossi. In that scenario, Rabbanan should agree to Rabbi Yossi. Shall call Yemunachal Shiova Eliyahu. That everything should stay till Eliyahu comes. Not because Rabbi Yossi's Svara, it seems, because of my Hifsid Aramai, but because why should we destroy this Kli? It's not going to be fair in the end of the days, even when Eliyahu does come. Kamash Volam, so that comes to use the Chiddush, that's not true. The Chacham hold, even in this case, you break the Kli. But Halacha, Ka Chachamim. Halacha is like Chachamim. It seems to be in both Mishnayos, the Rav's talking about. Halacha is like them about the money and about the Kli. Thank you, Amir Tashem. We'll continue tomorrow.